Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, here's your drinks. Drink up. Drink,
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I was thinking. Call me Abe.
Ooh, he's spicy. Wing Wednesday. Let's get right into it. Huh?
As you do.
Show me your wing.
Me wagging my wing like Drake. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You go first then, if you want to go first so bad. So fucking.
You asked.
My wing.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to get a lot of hate from this.
I already hate him, so.
So, just taking a drive today. Heading over to the pickleball courts, if you will. Playing a little pickleball.
Nice.
And I look over, we're driving through the park, and I see a lone girl playing basketball. And I say,
she's training.
I say out loud, I say, didn't know Caitlin Clark lives in Jersey.
Nice.
Taking a little jokey joke. No
nice.
Problem. Then I actually got in my brain mind cavern. My brain mind cavern.
That's where I like to be.
With the popularity rising of the WNBA and women's basketball, college as well, I made the assessment to myself that I feel like this is personal. This is just me.
Okay.
If you wanted to, as a woman, girl, lady, it is way easier for you to make it in the WNBA as it is for a guy to make it in the NBA.
It's way, like the path is easier?
Yes.
I can see where you're coming from.
I think
there's just not that many women in the basketball.
There's not that many women that want to commit to a sport in
that
general.
That hard.
Yes.
I know what you're saying.
And I feel like you have to put less, not, this is no, like, shot at the people that are there. Obviously, you've worked very hard and you made it and you're being successful in that path, but the path to make it there is much easier than it is to make it into a men's professional sport.
I
feel like a lot of girls don't choose the path of sports, so it's the obstacle of like trying to make that spot is less.
I see what you're saying. I see the thought process, and it's like, it's one of those things where, like, if you play as a kid and you're half decent at it, you can get pretty good by the time you're in high school. And if you're pretty good in high school, you could probably at least land a decent scholarship in college, you know? And that's, and if that's the goal, then, like, then that's great. But if you go to college and play well there, then the path is there already, you know? Like, I feel like the guys who are growing up playing, like, the guys who make the league are freaks when they're kids, you know?
Yes.
And then they're even bigger freaks in high school. And then they're absolute monsters in college, you know? Like, you see, like, I feel, I don't know anything about women's sports. This is me making a huge, like a huge leap. But it just feels like I agree that the path is there, is laid out for you. If you just, like hustle.
Like,
when you're younger.
From... I guess, like, when you're growing up as a guy, a lot of kids would say, like, their dream is to be a sports player.
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't get that out of girls.
True.
So
that's very
if
true.
It is somebody that commits to it and stays to that, I feel like it's easier long term to get to a professional spot.
Yeah. I feel like every girl when we were in middle school wanted to be a marine biologist. I feel like that was the most common answer.
I feel like, yeah.
That was the most common answer. That or a vet, because they love the animals.
And I'm not saying there's like a different bar of expectation from a girl, but if you're willing to put in that time. And I spoke this out loud to my girlfriend, and she said she thinks that, not that like they give up on their dream per se, but a lot of girls like the idea of having a kid.
True.
And that
there's a
changes
different path.
Your path. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So people get into a relationship at a younger age, and then they stick with that person, and they'll have a kid when they're younger, which wouldn't really allow you to commit yourself to a sport.
Yeah. I feel like if you lessen the path to a, like, if you bring the goal down to just, like, a college scholarship, that's, like, I feel like so much more attainable for a woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just to get some money off your college and like go for free. I feel like the path is, I don't know. I don't know if it's any easier or not, but it feels like it is. Just because of the guys that you, the guys that that we played baseball with, like the freaks who were like really good, even they didn't go anywhere in baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just using that as my thought process and trying to carry that over to women, you know?
Women.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the level of competition and the level of not competition, but I guess what you said, pretty much the amount of people who really pursue a professional sports.
I think
career.
That's where I come from more is like the actual quantity of people trying to pursue that as their hobby turned into a career, I guess.
I think a lot of it has to do with the lack of money, too. I think a lot of these male sports professionals really chased their profession for the money.
Well, yeah, and I guess long term that pays off, but still, even if you're somebody who makes it to the WNBA, you're making more than the average salary if you worked in an office.
Right, but you're also taking a big risk following that.
It is a huge risk.
Instead of
it's a huge
risk
for guys and girls.
Yeah, but
if you
who's to say you don't finish college?
No, I know.
I feel like as of right now, in terms of popularity in women's sports, yes, the WNBA has seen a big boom, but in the past 10 to 20 years, it hasn't had this boom. So the goal for women in sports is to get their college paid for, like essentially. So you get a free college like degree, which is great.
You get a free college.
If a free guy, you buy the school. then you, if you want to go to the league and play in the league, great. And you make a little bit of scratch, and then once you're done there, you can go and try and, like, if your career is, like, short-lived, which it might be, I don't know, like the longevity of a WNBA player, but now you can go find a job with your degree and your accolades of right. the yeah. WNBA.
Whoa. I just jumped out of my pants.
Damn.
Unfortunately, that side of sports does not get as much recognition.
Unfortunately, what I said is true. And that's going to change very quickly, I believe.
Probably, yeah.
As of right now.
The bar is going to raise.
This bar?
Well, and I'm announcing.
Also, if you...
I'm going for the WNBA draft.
You also have to think about all the women have professionally is pretty much the WNBA, right? That and, like, the Olympic sports.
Tennis.
Which isn't, like... Oh, true. Tennis is pretty big.
Female golf is big, too.
Is it?
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. yeah.
That's
I mean,
probably
the fact that we have to ask that question.
That's probably a harder
well,
bar
to people who watch golf. It's
that's probably a harder bar too,
huh?
Like a
horse polo,
like a raised bar,
horse polo.
No, not
volleyball.
Not a fan.
Volleyball, nice. But is that professional? Is that like
it's Olympic?
People only watch it for the Olympics. I feel like
where do they where do they compete when they're not in the Olympics? I think
on
they're
the
just
beach.
College players in the sun.
I feel like
they play in college a bunch, and then the college players go and play in the Olympics.
I'm not even sure there is a professional volleyball league.
There might be. It might be like a
league. I don't think so, but it's definitely heavy in college, I would say. And then with the Olympics, I'm just trying to think of the sports. Softball's
kind
of big. Oh, yeah.
Soccer's a big one.
Soccer's huge.
That might be the biggest, actually, now that I think of it.
For the world.
Yeah.
They're always U.S. is pretty good.
That's a pretty high bar, though. That's like
the
real
yeah.
cream of the crop. Can
I'm
only
curious if it's like this in other countries with female.
I didn't even think about
athletes.
Soccer.
Well, I mean, some of the fucking countries, the females don't even have rights. So.
Well, that's true, yeah. But the ones that they do, I wonder if it's like this there. Well,
I've thought about that before for women's sports in general, for like the Olympic side of things, because I mean, you have a lot of countries where they actually don't have rights and. You put them against, I will use America as an example, where women have plenty of rights and they can do whatever they want. And I think some of the countries will find better women athletes and commit them to that specifically for the Olympics. And it's just a weird spot for them to be in, I guess. So in America, that's your hobby turned into a career that you're good at. So you can actually commit to training and being the best at to your ability. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Or was
sure.
that word salad?
No, I know what you're
salad.
Saying.
Salad.
You're saying that
chicken
they,
salad.
Because they don't have as many rights, they can't commit to their sport.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
You have the fucking, like, what's it? Planned marriages in the sense of, like, you need to be married by this age and have a kid by this age. That doesn't leave you any room to go out and live life and have a hobby and be good at basketball.
Yeah, it's insane, man.
Is there women's basketball in the Olympics?
Is there?
Not sure.
Pull it up, J-Mo.
On it.
I don't know how to spell Olympics.
I have a wing this week.
Oh, yeah?
Believe it or not.
There is. Didn't even know that. See, the fact that I need to ask that is another, like...
But that just could be us.
Yeah, we're kind of stupid.
I don't watch the Olympics.
Debatably.
Disc golf.
There's probably women's in that.
I don't watch that.
That's getting pretty big now, too.
Why?
It looks fun. I would play it.
Nah. I'd play.
I pickleball.
I think there's a course.
Every time I've gone to play pickleball, there's girls playing.
Yeah, there is professional pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, very Nick Foles won the championship.
LeBron, has part ownership of that league, I'm pretty sure.
That was a good PBL. Purchase. It's going to blow up, I think.
It already did.
Yeah, it's going to. More. I have a wing this week.
When I put in PBL in Google, it comes up with problem-based learning.
I don't like that. I don't like the sound of that.
Show me your wing.
That's me wagging it. Mine is not related to Bob's at all. I was thinking about it on the drive over here. If you know me for any amount of time, you know that I'm a lifelong Drake hater. I've never been a fan. I will, but here's my wing though. He does make good songs. You know?
No.
So here's the wing. Drake might be one of the greatest artists of all time, but also one of the most overrated of all time.
Heavily agree.
At the same time. For some reason, for him specifically, both things can be true.
Well, I'll make it more detailed.
And the same goes for Taylor Swift.
In my brain, I think he could be one of the greatest artists of all time, but one of the most overrated rappers of all time.
Okay, that's that's like parallel thinking of what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I think, because people always debate.
He makes such radio songs all the time, but he also has some good raps too, but it's just not what I enjoy. Like, I like the hits that play on the radio because they're catchy, but I think what makes me not like him is how pop-focused he can be. And how he I know that's where the money is, and I know he's a businessman, but to steer your music towards the radio all the time and TikTok pulls me away from you. And I think that's also why I don't care for Post Malone anymore.
Really?
Yeah, cuz I early on I liked him a lot, and I know it's the common thing that once they go mainstream, people don't tend to like them, but I think there's some truth to that too.
I think there is,
because your songs are on the radio. If I hear your song all the time on TikTok, the radio, I'm not gonna like it as much just because it gets overplayed. And I get why they make their music specifically for that. You can almost hear it in the beats and and how catchy it is. I don't know. Maybe that's just the hip hop fan in me. I've liked hip hop for so long that when too much pop is in there, I don't know. I don't care for it.
No, I know what you mean. I think the difference between Drake and Post Malone is that Drake literally tries to follow or start trends, or mainly follow trends and get them on the radio in that way. Whereas Post, I feel like, has been the same artist his whole career.
True.
And he's just getting more recognition.
Someone said on Twitter, it was Drake fans making fun of Kendrick for not dropping all the time is because they got used to their favorite artists turning into content creators more than artists, where they're following trends and they're posting albums. There was a stretch where Drake was putting out an album every 7 months or something like that, which is crazy turnaround. Yeah. This past 3 or 4 years, he's put out 5 albums, I think. I don't know what the actual number is. He's put out at least 1 to 2 a year, which is crazy.
It sucks as a fan of music to have to wait so long for your favorite artist to put something out, but I think there is a line of you would prefer quality over quantity.
For sure.
So, like you said, I think heavily in part with having to put so many songs out and do that is to, one, stay relevant.
True, which is important.
Everybody knows Drake has ghostwriters.
Yeah.
So it's
not as hard for him.
Correct. Not to say there isn't outside help for some of your favorite artists, including Kendrick.
Of course.
But if you look at like the tags for even the beefs that are out right now, Drake used ghostwriters.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And if you look at Kendrick, he has not. So fuck
something
Drake.
To think about.
Fuck
yeah.
Drake.
Yeah. As a lifelong Kendrick lover and lifelong Drake hater, it's been a fun couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. But like circling back on the...
do you think it would be as fun if Drake was winning?
No. Not at all. I'd be fucking pissed.
I don't think there's any world where Drake
wins.
Would be winning. Because
yeah. Kendrick is just...
I mean, lyrically, you couldn't have picked a worse person to go against.
But
I feel
all
like.
The Drake fans are like, yeah, but his songs are better. He's making like pop songs like for him. Like he's making catchy. Even in this making radio music.
It's two completely different artists.
Yeah.
Like even genre wise, Drake likes to consider himself a rapper and he has done rap songs. But in my head, I don't think of Drake as a rapper.
He's a pop artist. I think of him as a pop artist.
He's like R&B pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, but circling back on the thing you were talking about, where, like, it sucks when one of your favorite artists becomes, like, mainstream.
Yeah.
Because their shit's all over the radio.
Yep.
It's, like, bittersweet because they're becoming very successful, but at the same time, you're liking them less because...
You want to see them do well, of course, because they're your favorite artist, right?
Yeah.
And you want, like, the other people to like them. But I think someone like Kendrick is someone who... kind of beat that too. He had a bunch of hits that played on the radio and shit like that, and like, well, and like blew up on like TikTok and like Instagram.
Like there's that heavy barrier that a rapper needs to pass just because of the vulgarity of some songs that won't be played on the radio.
True.
And I think J. Cole kind of took the opposite path. Yeah. He was more of like a poppy, like it was still rap,
like,
but it was still
on
the poppy side of like. Relatable and but now he's gone more into rap and storytelling, and you don't hear J. Cole on the radio as much anymore, not nearly as much as like Sideline Story and Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah, you haven't heard him on the radio since Forest Hills Drive. I don't think there's a single song. Maybe Neighbors was on the radio.
Maybe.
True,
but that's about it.
But he's also like one of the guys that felt like he beat the being played too much. Like, I still like him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
because you only hear him on your
playlist.
Well,
I think artists really do understand that there is a path of you need to get on the radio to get known, but then be good enough to keep the fans you make. And I feel like Drake isn't that person where he's just like, I want to be on the radio. Because like you said,
that's where the
more
money
radio
is.
Time,
that's where all the money
is more money.
That's where all the money is. Like people like Dua Lipa. Every song she makes is a radio banger and plays 100 fucking times a day.
I remember
on every TikTok, on every fucking thing.
I remember when J. Cole was popping off with Forest Hills Drive, people called J. Cole a white girl rapper. I remember that so vividly for some reason. But now everybody's on Cole's dick, so let's go.
Yes, sir. That was a good wing, dude.
Thank you.
Wait, I wanted to add something else and I lost it to that.
Damn it.
Think of it.
Bitch ass.
Think.
You can't even think that.
There's also a satisfaction
God. Nothing to do with the wing itself, but like a person that is, you say the bittersweetness of like making it to radio and having to make that adjustment. I think somebody who didn't, and I'm love, is Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
He was close.
No, he
I
did.
I feel like
he
was
he
close.
Did.
He made it to the radio, but he never switched.
Oh, no, not that song. What Save
Freaky
that
Friday.
And Freaky
that.
Friday.
Yeah, he was close to hitting that threshold where you're like super mainstream, I feel like. Because he was doing a bunch of, like...
No, he's mainstream.
I think he's mainstream, but not
for
his music.
Oh,
because
he has that show
anymore.
Now and everything.
Yeah.
I think it's more for other things.
That show
for being a character.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just his
for the character he is, which is, I think, is
pretty
the
funny.
Best turnout.
Yeah. Pretty funny, yeah.
I don't think he's ever switched. He's still that weird,
he was always
like,
funny, yeah, for sure.
That funny guy.
It worked out for him.
Right. I was also going to say there is, like, a little certain bit of satisfaction when you have an artist that other people don't listen to as much. And
hit
you,
mainstream. You're like, fuck you, been on that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
yeah.
heavy for Lil Dicky for me. And fucking G Easy.
Really?
Yeah. I was listening to Jeezy in like high school and shit like that.
High school and the Cod Wave.
In like 2012.
Yep.
He fell like, off
yo,
hard.
Yo, yeah, he did.
Dude, he tried to pull the fucking MGK.
Yeah.
He tried to switch genres and it just didn't work.
No. Let me, were now playing Call of Duty in middle school and shit, where you won the E double wave, dude.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. RIP.
I mean, if you played COD, you watched Vanoss and you were on the E double.
All right. Or Straight Up Knives, dude. Straight Up Knives would always use an E double song.
RIP.
Dude, RIP Philly legend, E double, dude.
Like, Sean Streeton.
He has
solo.
No, you have no idea.
Not a clue. E-double.
I keep getting TikToks with his songs now.
Really?
Well, yeah, from like throwback. It's like throwback COD clips with an E double song, dude. Now it's going to pop up for you because it's fucking sick. I'll send them to you. They're fucking awesome.
Shout out E double.
Modern Warfare 3, dude, just hustling.
Fucking Packy.
Oh my God. Packy, I know him too. Because he worked
you
with.
You know a Packy song. You've played it in the car.
Fuck, dude, what was the one that I used to, he used the kids beat, I think. He used the kids beat that went hard. Packy. Him and, Nobody Epic.
Him and Nobody Epic.
Yeah.
It was like, E double for the Vanoss squad and fucking Packy and the spectators for, the crew. This is KYR Speedy and them.
Oh, dude, those were the days. Dude, what was the shit from last week videos? Do you remember those?
Dude,
we used to wait for Friday, dude, and we all used to go to our boy Brandon's house and put on. We're like, yes, dude, the shit from last week got posted. Like, such a good.
Shout out Nobody Epic.
Yeah, all those guys, man. I hope they're still doing good. All
right,
Shout out 2012, dude.
Dude, what a great year.
Nice wings, boys.
You're welcome.
I'm not giving
Show
you
me
my
your
wing.
No.
You're welcome.
Then take it off.
We're going too long.
Take it out.
No wing for me tonight.
Okay, let's run the game.
I'll just
dude.
State what I was going to say, and then we're going to leave it at that.
No, I won't.
No, what if it makes you mad?
You don't give a shit.
Look at this.
Oh dude, put that away.
Look at that.
The Timberwolves will sweep their way to a championship, and that is that. Let's move on. New game.
They won't.
Wrong. I just like
they were building a story. Jokic is the MVP. Now he unleashes the beast.
No, I think if anything.
Turn that shit back on, motherfucker.
It makes him want to just quit.
Retire.
Bob's scared of the
He's
going
to retire.
I made it 2-3.
He sounds like Embiid, man.
I can't think of what Jokic sounds like off the top of my head.
All right, new game.
A new one?
Game.
Another new game.
Oh, my God.
New game.
It's
new
called,
game.
It's called Over the Bridge, Under the Road.
What the fuck?
Is this like an over-under thing where we have to.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, okay. I like this. I like this. I like this.
All right, so.
I like this. I like this. I like this.
I'm stuck in this flesh prison.
What? All right, so I got. It's football. We're doing football.
Okay.
I got the.
Questions.
What?
Is there five?
Five statistics.
Okay.
Oh, dude. I got the top five. Well, this week, it's the top five fantasy scoring from each offensive and then one defensive position from last year. You understand?
No, but go ahead. Keep talking.
I have one quarterback, one running back, one receiver, one tight end, and one defense.
And we have to name each of them?
Give us the points for the year, and we're going to have to do over or under.
On one statistic from that game.
One game?
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Okay, you're losing me.
All right, so as an example, number one is going to be C.J. Stroud. Versus Tampa Bay last year, he had 41.8 fantasy points. Did he have over or under 475 passing yards?
Holy fuck! He had 41 fantasy points?
We don't get to
points?
Know how many touchdowns he had?
No, that would be too easy.
Did he have... Okay, so he had 41 points. Did he have over or under 475 yards?
Passing. Yes, passing yards.
What week was this?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
I thought you would have that.
My bad. Why does it matter?
I don't know, because I feel like it would last my mind a little bit more. It's got to be late in the year.
0.1 yards.
It's got to be late in the year, because that's when Stroud was heating up.
41.8.
It's got to be on. Oh, are we team? Are we a team?
No, I think we're playing against each other.
Haven't thought, yes.
It'd be nice if we were a team.
You can be a team.
All right.
I just don't want to drink again.
It's got to be under.
You think so?
That means
I feel like he had a 500 yard game.
Yeah, but if he had 41 points and threw for 475 yards, no, that doesn't math either, does it? That would be
every 10 yards is 1 point.
47 points.
Every 10 yards is 1 point. Yeah.
That That would be 47 and
that
half
sounds
points.
Right. That sounds right. Because every 10 yards is 1 point, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, no, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
Every 10 yards is 1 point.
Yeah. So you divide 475 by 10.
We broke the system.
Yeah, we figured out PPR.
Wait, no, that's not right. They...
That's how our scoring is.
That's how fantasy works.
We're PPR scoring. It's not 0.01 per yard.
I thought it was 0.1 per 10 yards.
That's what we just said.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought you said 1
no.
per
no,
10
no,
yards.
It's no, it's 1 for 10
per 10 yards. It's 0.1 per yard.
No, I think it's 0.1 per 10 yards.
No.
That would be really low.
Uh-uh.
That's 4 points for 400 yards.
Is it?
Yeah. That's way low.
Give us this guy.
Because then he would have to throw
this
for
guy
like.
Had to fuck up
he would have
something.
To throw for.
1,000 yards
have
for
to throw
10
for
points.
Like 5 or 6 touchdowns. He has to throw for 6 touchdowns. Because that's 6 times 6 is.
It's got to be under.
It's got to be.
Hey, I don't know how that happened, dude.
He's the fucking commish. He's
so it's definitely. So it's probably. The answer's probably over.
Because
and he fucked up the fantasy points.
No, I didn't mess up the pants. Hold on, give me a sec.
Every 10 yards is
one point.
Give me a sec, dude.
Because that's why quarterbacks get...
Can I look it up, too?
No, because then you're going to know. Unless you lock in your answer now.
400 yards for 4 points is insane.
If you're giving us the correct info, we would like to lock in under.
Okay, give me a sec.
Okay.
I'm looking.
No.
This guy,
whoa!
He's the commish. Literally go into your fantasy app.
No, dude.
That's where it would be.
That's too easy.
We play like standard rules, don't we? Like pre-standard rules? No, we did half point PPR, didn't we?
Yeah, that has nothing to do.
Are we
no,
doing...
we're 1 point, dude.
We definitely did 0.5 in the past.
This doesn't make sense, bro.
I see the answer.
Yeah, I know you do. You already locked it in, though.
He's trying to find a way where we're wrong. He's trying to find a world where we're wrong and he's right. And he can't. He's going to look on some obscure website from 2013. He's going to say, look, you guys are wrong. And it's going to be some dumbass scoring from some goofball in 2011 who still used the newspaper to play fantasy football, dude. And you're going to be like, oh, shit. Look at you guys. You guys are dumb. And we're going to be like, nah, fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
It's 1 point per 25 yards.
Definitely not in our league.
That's not.
It's definitely not 0.1 per 10. That doesn't add
That's
up.
What you said. We said 1 per 10.
It's not 1 per 10 either. That math does not add up at all. That would mean a 300-yard quarterback would have 30 points just in passing yards. That makes no sense.
That doesn't make sense.
I think it's 1 point for every 25 yards.
Well, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because we got it right.
Because we locked
Yeah,
in.
I understand that.
Even
because we locked
broken
in.
Logic.
All right, so now we know 1 point for every 25 yards. Keep
so even then, we're the one that make us more right.
You can use your calculator, by the way.
No, 25 into 475 would be.
Oh, true.
All right, so look.
4, 8, 12, 16. That's 19 points.
Yeah, 19, and then
he had
five touchdown passes, which is 4 points each.
49, so it would still be under.
49 fantasy points. Is that what
they're six each. They're 6 points per touchdown. You said he threw for five, but he just said it.
Yeah. 5 times 4. You get 4 points per passing touchdowns.
Oh, I thought it was 5. Oh,
no, you get
4
as a quarterback.
You get 6 as a receiver.
So that's 24 plus whatever other number you just said.
Damn.
19.
So 24 plus 19 is 43. So close enough. 41.8,
43. Doesn't matter. We were right.
Wait, did we still get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
470.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now that we got that out of the way.
Damn, we took the longest route for Sean to tell us that we were right, dude.
It's
all right.
This is new. This is a new game.
Yeah, we're figuring out.
Took the longest route.
We're cooking.
All right, number two.
This is kind of just going to be guessing.
Yeah, kind of. You can do math, though.
But we don't know the touchdowns. That's the mystery.
True. Devin Achane. Achane? I don't know how to say his name. Versus Denver.
Devion Achane.
Sorry, Devion Achane. Versus Denver.
Mm-hmm.
47.3 fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
Over or under 15 carries?
I'm pretty sure.
Wait. How many points?
47.3.
I think they were split back.
But scoring 47 points on less than 15 carries is the standard amount.
He was heavy, 15? Just touchdowns, because I had him.
I'll take your word on it because you had him, but 15 carries is pretty standard. That might even be light for a running back.
But Mostert was heavy for them.
We got a split.
I'm going with...
You had Achane, so I'll take your word on it. I didn't have him.
Give me under.
I'll take under with him.
Under? All right. Do you want the answer now?
No, I didn't lock that in.
No. Lock it in.
How do I do that? What do I have to do to lock it in?
Locked
that
in.
That was earlier in the year.
It was.
He got hurt.
It was like week four, right?
I'll give you the weeks in the future.
But they might have fucking... If he was cooking, they may have let him cook. I'm going with under.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
All right, it's over.
Oh, yeah, I fucking
18
you.
Carries.
15's a standard amount. It's actually light.
I was going off the split back, dude.
Fuck a split back. We have three. We have fucking four running backs.
And we didn't
Swift,
fucking use them.
I know, but when Swift had 20 plus carries, we did good.
Number three, DJ Moore versus Washington, 41 fantasy points.
The fuck team was he on?
The Bears.
Still is on the Bears. 41 fantasy points, over or under 2 touchdown catches.
So, over under, is it 1.5 or 2.5? You said over, so did he have 1 or 3? Is that what you're saying? Or can he have 2 on the nose? He didn't think about that.
I forgot about the half.
I think it goes by halves.
I think he meant 2.5. I feel like it's either 2 or 3 he meant.
Take it as you will.
That's what...
No.
Is it 1.5 or 2?
Just say 1 or 3, or more than 3.
With 41 points?
Yeah.
And he gets 6 for a touchdown, right?
As a receiver gets 6? Yes.
So you're looking at...
That's 18 if he got 3, plus the yardage, which is not equal... Is the fucking 10 yards...
10 yards for one
is receiver. Yes. That's what we were
plus
thinking.
Plus PPR.
The whole time. Plus PPR. So what's the number we're
over
on?
Go to game either way.
I was at Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
So you didn't watch.
So you wouldn't even know this. Cool.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for nothing. So what's the over under? Like something touchdowns we're looking for? And he had how many fantasy points?
47.
And do we know his yardage?
41.
We don't know his yardage.
I know his yardage.
I know, but we don't.
Thanks for that.
I'm gonna go with under. Under what?
I know he had a crazy, like, 220-something yard game. That has to lead to a lot of catches to do that as well. So, I'm talking, like, 10-plus catches. So, that's 10 points with 200 yards. That's 30
points. And then 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
Would put you at, like, 42.
Yeah.
So the under would mean 2, and then the over would mean 3, I guess.
And 3 would give you 18.
And that might put you over.
Math with.
I'll take the under with him. That sounds right.
All
right,
you are incorrect.
Fuck, we suck at this.
He had 3 touchdowns. Fuck. And just for reference, his stat line was 10 targets, 8 receptions, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns.
8 catches? How many yards?
230.
8? That's nuts.
That's like 30 yards a catch.
That's nuts.
Yeah, 30 yards a catch is crazy. He must have had a fucking 2 huge ones.
I think all 3 of his touchdowns were bombs.
They must have been.
Yeah. Fuck. Crazy.
Damn.
All
right. Suck at this.
Tight end.
It's kind of just guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
we
give
don't
you,
have enough stats.
I'm going to give you 2 statistics.
Give me 2 of your statistics.
Next time.
I have a good idea for this game next time. I'll give it to you later.
Number 4, George Kittle versus Dallas. 24.7 fantasy points over or under 4 receptions.
He always busts off a big one. He gets like 1 or 2 big catches. Like
repeat that.
George Kittle versus Dallas, 24.7 fantasy points over or under 4 receptions.
This feels like a trick question. It feels like it should be over, but he doesn't get the ball that much.
He doesn't. He,
and especially,
late into the year, he didn't get the ball that much. Do we know what week it is?
No.
Thank you.
Appreciate that one. That was really cool of you.
He does feel like he only busts out for a big one.
It's always like by the sideline where he's just sprinting down the sideline.
You said versus the Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
Four receptions feels so low.
Get down low.
I wish I...
Four would be 4 points. Probably at least a touchdown. That was the game that he crushed them, and he had the shirt on. And I think he had 3 touchdowns.
Did he?
He had the fucking Dallas Suck shirt under his jersey.
That sounds right. But did he have 3 touchdowns? I don't remember him having 3 in a game.
I think he had something crazy like that.
That must have been his best game all year.
Did you give us the yards? What else did you give us? Just touch? No, we're guessing this.
He only gave us 1 stat.
He gave us the touch.
He did the over-under receptions.
I didn't give you any statistics, just his points. I said next time I'll give you 2 statistics. All right,
give me under.
Give me over, just to see.
Oh, you're splitting?
Yeah.
Pretty sure he cooked on touchdowns that game.
He was under.
Damn.
He had 4 targets, 3 receptions, 67 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
67 yards.
Dallas Suck shirt.
That's crazy, dude. He reached all into his
How did I pull that from his Dallas my mom's brain, house, dude? Gosh.
All my... 3 of his tutties were freaking catches. All no 3 of his dude. Catches were freaking
I remember he had the shirt.
Yeah.
I remember now.
All right, last but not least, we got defense and special teams. Cowboys versus Giants. 35 fantasy points, over or under 5 sacks.
This was the beginning of the year.
It was when Dallas beat the Giants 40-0.
At the beginning of the year.
Didn't they have like a couple picks?
They
like
definitely
a pick
had like multiple pick sixes.
Damn. I think they had 2 pick sixes. Or what? I think they had a game late in the year like
that
too. Did you
say sacks? We're going for sacks?
Yeah, over or under 5.
They had an incredible game when I was in Aruba, I think, late in the year. Damn.
With their D-line is stacked. How many points you have to...
How many points is a sack? Like 3?
A sack is...
Or like 2?
1, I think. Yeah, is it 1? Sacks, 1. Fumble recoveries, 2. Return touchdowns, 6. As well as a defensive touchdown.
I feel like it's
and then you gotta remember allowed points. You get 10 if they don't allow any points.
Oh, true. I think
they dominated that game.
Yeah, it wasn't even a.
But I don't remember it being about the sacks. I remember being about
pick
like
six. I think pick sixes. I think that was like a lot of their thing all year.
For that guy specifically,
yeah, Daron Bland.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
I'm gonna go with under again.
Under. All right, it was over.
Fuck, we fucking suck.
They had 7 sacks.
Fuck. That is 7 sacks and what, like 2 pick sixes probably?
As well as 2 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery, 1 defensive touchdown, and 1 return touchdown, and 0 points allowed.
That's an insane game for special teams and defense. Holy shit.
It is, yeah.
That was, right. Like the offense barely had to play that game. What the fuck?
Yeah, for real. All right, you guys lost.
Whatever, dude.
Man, that was hard.
So you got a drink.
We didn't have stats, dude. There wasn't enough stats.
I know, yeah. Well, I know. The first time.
I can fix this game.
All right, tell me later.
Pull me in.
Tell me later. Here you
Pull
go.
Me in. I'm not drinking that. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not drinking that.
But you're not leaving.
Do we have one more thing to do?
I'm not fucking leaving.
No, this is it. This is it.
Yeah, I'm
this
not drinking.
This is it. I'm this not drinking. This is it.
Doesn't matter. I'm not drinking.
But this is it.
That's fine. I'm leaving.
Don't come back.
Okay.
I'm drinking.
Oh! It's a school night, brother. I'm not drinking.
You drank last week.
I'm not drinking.
Merc.
No.
Daylight
comes and I want to go. Yo, you should pour that in your coffee. That'd probably be pretty good.
Wax?
Peanut butter coffee?
No, the PB.
What do you want me to become an alcoholic?
PB and jelly.
Cheers.
I knew I would do that to him, dude. God is his.
My back is sweating. I think I'm growing whiskers after that.
You're gonna make me sneeze.
My back is sweating. I've been leaning back for too long. A lot of body heat in me, you know.
Oh, yeah. Your face is red.
I'm like a furnace, dude. I get warm down here.
You look like a fern. All right, I need y'all to
shut up.
I need you guys to clean up.
I need some blue raspberry.
I need help.
Nope.
Can you guys help me?
This thing's gonna fall.
Please.
I'm putting
ever since you started looking like that, I'm not helping you with shit.
Guys, we're going out of business.
Yeah, not with that face.
We're going out of business, man.
When you're shaped like that, I don't even want to talk to you.
Can you at least pay your check?
How about we figure that out next week?
I feel like we say that every week.
And I think we're going to go with that again. But thanks for the interest. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, man, no problem. Yep.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.